The Harvard-based author of Time Management for Manic Mums. Hello, Alison.
Hello, Jonathan.
Hello. Very briefly, because we're coming up towards the end of the show, I'm so sorry to squeeze you, but do you think grown-up children should have to pay their parents' rent?
Here's what I think. As a parent, you are wanting your children to be independent. You're wanting them to be responsible. You also want to support them. So I think you can actually do all three of those things by, if they live with you, just taking a small amount of rent, whatever they can afford. I think everyone said along the way, there are different circumstances for different people. But I think taking a little bit of rent from them that they can afford is a really good thing to do, because it teaches them how to budget. It teaches them financial responsibility. And ultimately, that's what all parents want. They want their children to be independent and responsible.
Will you charge your children, I think, are a bit young, aren't they? But when they've grown up and when they've got a job, and if they still want to live with mum in Harpenden, will you then charge them rent?
Well, I would, absolutely. Obviously, you know, charging a 10-year-old rent is not a good idea, and I'm not going to do that now. That wouldn't go down well, would it? But I would, because I really think that it's important that they understand responsibility. And I think some of the callers today have said they're allowing their children to live rent-free for all sorts of different reasons. But even if, as a parent, you can afford to allow them to live rent-free, personally, I would even think about charging them a little bit of rent, putting that aside for them, so that when they do come to buy their own home or they do need it for something, actually you can give them a little bonus back. And it sort of taught them about saving. That's something that, you know, these nice parents that are letting their children live rent-free could potentially do.
Alison, thank you very much indeed. Beds, Hearts and Bucks Travel.